Dear gracious Lord and Master, we come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking that you will continue to look down upon us and love us and care for us. We have so many people this day celebrating the 10th anniversary of 9/11. We know that too many souls lost their lives and not knowing why. So we are praying, dear Father, that you will help us to find an understanding why these things must happen and have to be. But help us, dear Father, as we go to know that you're there for us regardless of what will happen. See, if we take the wings of the morning dove and fly to the heavens, thou art there. If we make our bed in hell, thou art there. So regardless of where we go, we cannot escape you, and we will never be able to hide from you. So we're praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will stand firm on the word of God and seek God's face. Find ways to love and care for each other as we should not. To be better and faithful children, the kind of people that will lead the whole world to Christ. We're also praying, dear Father, as we do these things, that we, your children, will stand up in the world. We'll preach the gospel. We'll not be ashamed of it, for it is the power of salvation. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we preach this gospel, that we will reach souls who've turned from God, souls who've fallen by the wayside, souls who've fallen in love with this present world. Help us to reach them and teach them back to the fold before it's everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, as we do these things, that we will let our light so shine so that men and women can see our light and come running and asking, what must I do to be saved? And once they ask this question, let us stop at that moment in that very instant and teach and preach to them the word of God. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we do these things, you will continue to help us and guide us. You will continue to love us. We pray, dear Father, that we will be the kind of children that you would love to call your own, the kind that will stand at the forces of time and say, here we are, Lord, we're your children. And once they tell us that the harvest is white and the labors are few, who will go? Let us stand firm on the word of God and say, here I am, dear Lord, please send me. And once he sent us, let us be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause, to preach and teach the word of God. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will show the world what love is about. We pray that we will go to the souls that are sick, the souls that are shut in, and the souls that don't have any willingness to just get up and come forth. Let us preach and teach them the word of God so they will know what's necessary to make heaven their home. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of our preacher brothers who preach your word. Those who stand firm on the word of God and declare forcefully what thus saith the Lord. Let them continue to do this. Give them longevity of life. Give them the willingness to continue to do these things so the world can see them and can come asking, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, for our sick and our shut in. Those souls who desired to be here and could not, and those who could have been here and chose not to be, awaken them to a sense of their duty before it's everlasting too late. Help them to make heaven their home. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those souls who we love and who we care for. Help us to teach them the word of God. Those who have fallen and who have gone astray, help us to lift them up. Bring them back home before it's a day and everlasting too late. And if we've done all of these faithful things that you have commanded of us, give us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praises to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.
Next election is 159, I gave my life for thee. I sing verses 1, 3, and 4. I gave my life for thee.